A Theater in the Dark presents A Matter of Red Herrings by Greg Garrison. The cast includes Corey Bradbury, Laura Michelle Earle, Greg Garrison, Christopher Meister, Julian Jules Stroop, and Amy Gorillo as Detective Stainless Steel. The show's original music is composed and performed by Paul Sotnick and is produced and directed by Corey Bradbury.
With nowhere to go but down, Steele departs from Whatley with no intent to see him again. But perhaps we should let the determined detective speak in her own words as she wanders down the dusky alley of our penultimate Chapter 9. The reason there have been so many shadow metaphors.
I was glad to have taken the letter from Whatley before he could read to the end. 2 a.m. was actually 12, and I just couldn't stomach taking another partner down another dead end. My mind was swirling with difficult questions, and while I never struggled to talk to myself, a familiar face in the gloom behind me was kind enough to reply. 4-inch stilettos, sheer point. Only 2 people I know wear them. One of them is dead.
And the other is you on New Year's Eve.
Drake? You really have been following me.
You always said I made a good shadow.
A specter, now. Because of me.
No judgments here. You're the one with the guilty conscience. So tell me, Stainless, where are you off to tonight?
An early grave. Care to join me?
Hey, you're not far now. Follow me.
It should be me pushing up daisies, not you, Sunshine.
You and your flowery words.
Is my poetry too potent for you?
If you mean hearing all your repeated phrases, then yes.
You always did have a touch for the detective's tongue.
Oh, I never got a touch of the detective's tongue. It always seemed to be tied up.
Or perhaps too sharp to be played with. Enough licking wounds, though. This looks like the place.
Time to face the music. Well, come on then, Brass. Play us a tune or get out of the orchestra.
I know I've got metal, but it ain't brass. It's steel.
It's steel.
I like the new guy, but this... Thanks for coming with me.
Better than you with me. Don't be in a rush to find me, Steel. I'll see you again before long.
Not soon enough, Angel Eyes. Not soon enough. And Drake? Oh. Right.
Yellow.
It's Steel.
Well, if it ain't the Great Mouth Detective herself! I'll send the elevator and be with you in a moment.
Not so fast. Put Armand on.
Oh, you'll have to see him to believe him. Come on in. The water's fine.
8-ball, corner, pocket.
Valconi's mansion stood as a vast crypt on the waterside ridge of Promontory Point, but inside it glistened like a lurid casino. The elevator opened to a toilet, tasteful and sterilized chamber, where one vast desk displayed all of the curios once inhabiting the Ark of the Coveted. The Falcon, the Panther, the Key, and the Gun cast 4 shadows stretching towards the dark oaken bar, where a prominent figure loomed. Herring in hand, a fish out of water, Steele began to shore her bets.
I brought what you asked for, but I'm not here to play games. Where's... Valdo? Where's Vinny?
Relax, Stainless. This is a time of celebration.
Don't call me Stainless, you two-timing scam artist. You two were in cahoots this whole time.
You're one to talk. I truly could not have done this without you. You have my deepest gratitude.
And now you're pronouncing D's. Make like the U.S. Mint and start making sense.
Oh, wait. Is this mustache throwing you off? There! Now that's more comfortable.
I knew you were a beard for Vesper, but I'll admit I didn't see the mustache coming. Hello, Vincent.
And the last horse crosses the finish line. Care for a drink? You might need one. This'll be a tough pill to swallow.
I don't get it. Vesper was in on this?
Yeah, a hard woman to keep a secret from, but no, she was not.
Then where is she?
Don't worry. The femme ain't been fatale. I figured one damsel in distress was enough for this occasion.
I think I've got the big picture now.
Yeah? Go ahead, then. Paint it for me.
Here's the broad strokes. The most notorious gangster in all of Chicago, next to Capone.
And I got three letters for him, huh? I-R-S, but please, go on, continue.
Wants to clear out some competition and make a little money along the way. So you dream up Armand and walk in plain sight. Kidnapping yourself was as easy as leaving your apartment.
Now for the tricky part.
Steroids or not, your scheme was to cozy up to the Wrong Brothers, pilfer decades of discoveries through their smuggling racket, and bring a detective crashing down on a conspiracy you wanted to erase your connection to. But here's where I fall off. Who the hell was Misdirection?
Did you really not figure out that I hired a lawyer to place a bet on any damn horse he wanted so long as you used an alias to keep you chasing your tail and off of mine?
Huh.
He, or I, was...
Misdirection.
Lucky he didn't back Tripod. That was a class act, by the way, sending him the winnings. Too bad it turned out to be me again.
Okay, so I was lighter. The Wrong Brothers were the Wrong Brothers. So between you, and you again... All that mattered was me taking the wrongs down for you. Winning the Derby never mattered.
I almost forgot. Congratulations on first place. Mm. Funny to think a lady won the gentleman's bet. Now, you know how the rest of this goes, right?
I think so. This is the part where you pick up Chekhov's gun there.
Uh-huh.
Then you remember I'm holding the herring, which gives me, say, 30 seconds to come up with some clever way out of this.
Until, of course, you realize that's not a priceless artifact at all. That nobody's ever heard of such a thing. That the backstory I gave you was complete hogwash. And that this entire time you were chasing a herring!
Herring! Oh, my God! Wow, has that been on the tip of my tongue? Oh. You know, you walk the dog for these elaborate punchlines. You menaced me with that thoughtful monologue. You would have had a promising future as a detective.
Yeah, so did you.
In an instant, steel was shut, the red herring shattered, and the elevator yawned wide, bringing one last character to our scene.
That must be my misdirection now. Welcome to the party!
Hope I'm not running late. Oh, you're in the middle of something.
Yeah, don't look so bashful. Your identity dies with her. I'd say try using a mustache, but boom, you already got one. Now, do you have my merchandise?
The majesty of what came out of Misdirection's briefcase stood in stark contrast to the broken herring below. Hundreds of needle-thin tines shimmered like sunlight in the twisting frame of the most incredible artifact the world had ever seen.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The red herring might not have been worth a dime, but this French tickler will make a wonderful addition to my collection. Now, Stainless, you care to ante up any last words, huh?
Well, Hamlet gets a dying monologue.
I thought the rest was silence, but have at it.
As badly splintered as the herring before her, our hero lay on the ground in pieces, broken, bereft, and bleeding out. She knew this was the end. But she took solace, knowing the bastard who shot her was oblivious to his misdirection, who had grabbed the Maltese Falcon from the dusk behind him and raised it above his head.
And give you a chance to pull that heater in your belt there? A final lesson to the scholar of sleuthing, Stainless. Never turn your back on a candle, do you snuff it?
I'm gonna come up with the perfect line for this later, but right now... Steel! Are you okay?
Who are you? How do you know me?
Oh, right, the mustache.
Watley?
It's me, boss. I'm here.
Both of you? That mustache thing really does work. Why'd you get here so early?
It felt about 10 seconds to midnight.
You've got good instincts for a Sunday strip writer. Promise my last words won't be a three-panel.
Stop teaching. You're bleeding out. Let's get you out of here.
Well, Watley, would you tie him up at least? He's just gonna escape once our backs are turned.
I called the cops, and I got him with the stuff dreams are made of. Falcone may be an eight ball, but the bulls are putting him in the corner pocket for sure.
Glad to hear you say that. Well, Armand?
Vincent?
Whatever. I guess this is sayonara.
Steel!
Thank you for listening to A Theater in the Dark's A Matter of Red Herrings, written by Greg Garrison and directed by Corey Bradbury. Tonight's cast: Amy Gorlow as Detective Stainless Steel, Julian Jules Stroop as Detective in Training Whatley Holm, Laura Michelle Earle as Vesperkind, Drake, Newsy, and others, Christopher Meister as Vincent Falcone, Armand Valdo, Race Announcer, Newsy, and others, Corey Bradbury as Rod Wrong, and Greg Garrison as Wilhelm Wrong and the narrator. Original music composed and performed by Paul Sotnick. Corey Bradbury and Greg Garrison contributed to the sound design. A Theater in the Dark creates stories through sound, proudly established in Chicago. Hear our other original audio plays at atheaterinthedark.com, or join our Patreon to gain access to our entire growing original audio play library. Thank you for supporting A Theater in the Dark.